Yeah, big shout out to Anchor.fm, Breaker.com, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Spotify. Big shout out to all y'all, man. Been supporting the podcast for a long time. Anyways, almost 24 hours ago, my grandfather, Clarence Edward Trice, passed. He was like my dad. He raised me. He was a great role model for me. I miss him. I miss him. I really do. I tried holding it in early and I couldn't. But I think he would want me to stay strong. So everything I do is dedicated to my grandparents, to him. All I wanted to make him proud of me. That's all. That's all. I just wanted to make him proud of me. I didn't want him to think he raised a failure. But yeah, check out the Naptown Eddie show. I got a little flip on. Got his tracks on there. You feel me? Little flip. Black Friday, let's get it.
Neon lights, yeah, pull my phone Sprite, yeah. Take a bite, yeah, fall for the hype, yeah. She need lights, yeah, so I change, I'm bright, yeah. Every night, yeah, Molly give a life, yeah. Neon lights, yeah, pull my phone Sprite, yeah. Take a bite, yeah, fall for the hype, yeah. She need lights, yeah, so I change, I'm bright, yeah. Every night, yeah, Molly give a life, yeah. Yeah, songs make me surf, yeah. I just burp, yeah. I just popped a perk, yeah. Sippin' perp, yeah. And I'm rollin' perp, yeah. Money first, yeah. I came from the dirt, yeah. Take a search, yeah. She came with no shirt, yeah. She a flirt, yeah. Yeah, she a flirt, yeah. She a nerd, yeah. Hit game on perf, yeah. Make a squirt, yeah. Molly's for dessert, yeah. All these eyes on me, all these lights on me, all these lights. I feel like a star. I'm popping them bars in foreign cars. Neon lights, yeah. Pull my phone Sprite, yeah. Take a bite, yeah. Fall for the hype, yeah. She need lights, yeah. So I change, I'm bright, yeah. Every night, yeah. Molly give a life, yeah. Neon lights, yeah. Pull my phone Sprite, yeah. Take a bite, yeah. Fall for the hype, yeah. She need lights, yeah. So I change, I'm bright, yeah. Every night, yeah, Molly give a life, yeah.
I got the juice, women get loose when they see stars in my roof. I'm running in two, my gun in my boot. Usually I come in a coupe. And baby girl say she from the West End. And baby girl coming with a best friend. I ride around town with a FN. Getting money like this is a blessing. Now tell me what's the plan. I am not your man. I don't want a sand. You can have it. I'm cooler than a fan. Yeah, I've been a man. Shawty got a 10. She the baddest. Now tell me you love me, you lying. I see it, I want it, I'm buying. I'm swerving over the lines. These neon lights got me blind. You can catch me in the back smoking on wax. What you know about that? The king pockets stay fat. You need a check. Your pockets on flat.
Neon lights, yeah, pull my phone Sprite, yeah. Take a bite, yeah, fall for the hype, yeah. She need lights, yeah, so I change, I'm bright, yeah. Every night, yeah, Molly give a life, yeah. Neon lights, yeah, pull my phone Sprite, yeah. Take a bite, yeah, fall for the hype, yeah. She need lights, yeah, so I change, I'm bright, yeah. Every night, yeah, Molly give a life, yeah.
What's up, my guy?
Hey, not much, man. Appreciate you calling, man.
No problem.
Once again, man, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Last time you was on my radio show, the Naptown Eddie Show on WindyCityUnderground.com. That was in November 2017. So once again, man, appreciate you for calling back, man. Hello?
No problem, my guy.
Oh, yeah, man. So Black Friday, man. Hey, congratulations on that.
Thank you, man. Thank you, my guy. Straight up.
Yeah. How long you was working on that?
Man, what's crazy is I was working on, like, I'm dropping the album March. I'm dropping the Clover Gang album March. 17th, St. Patrick's Day. And make a long story short, a lot of the music on Black Friday was for that album. And what happened was, like, about 4 years ago, I had dropped a project called Black Friday Part 1, and I was showcasing the different artists I work with, and artists I work with out of Detroit, Rev City, and, you know, I was just showcasing the people I work with, and with that said, like, that's what the Black Friday represent, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, it's going down, people be so hyped for sales, and, you know, going out, it'd be just chaos going on, so I decided to drop a part two, and, cause some chaos, you know, with the digital platforms and stuff. And what's so crazy, this time around, I got new artists. I'm working with King Shermo, Jay Carter, he's from St. Louis. Shermo, he's from H-Town. Trap Ross, he's from Chicago. We got this record Propane that's going crazy in the streets. We just got done with the video. We got a tour coming, you know, the Propane tour. And I also got my own strain coming out called Propane. So, you know, we just diversifying our portfolio.
See, that's the thing. See, you still working when people was asking, like, oh, what happened to Lil Flip? Lil Flip still out there hustling. What's your favorite rapper doing? Yeah. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And you've been doing that shit for, like, since DJ Screw days. You know what I mean? You know, you ain't like these sucker ass niggas, you know what I'm saying, from the early 2000s. And, you know, they didn't not only just fade off, they quit making music, they ain't doing nothing, they ain't getting locked up, strung out. That ain't you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sitting in my Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Right now, smoking, doing an interview in the Rolls Royce.
In the Rolls Royce. Right. Yeah, ride that motherfucker for me, goddammit.
Already, man.
Man, bro, and once again, man, you know, so many mixtapes you have put out over the years, dog. I mean, do you ever dwell on, like, man, I'm a motherfucking legend? You know what I'm saying? I know you hear that. You hear that all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? I know I am, but I still carry myself like I'm a rookie. I would say I work as far as my work ethic. You know what I'm saying? I still work like I'm a rookie. You know what I mean? I don't, you know how some people get caught up in, you know, I sold 23 million albums and, like, that was yesterday. What did you do today is my motto. So, you know, I don't sit and just bask over the past. You know, I look at my plaques and publishing checks and all that shit and, you know, I'm grateful, but hey, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to make more classes, man. Like, I'm not satisfied with the average person is content with.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, is there anything else in the industry you're trying to do? You trying to get your own movie production going on? I mean, you know, you opening up a shop, are you opening up more shops? Or what's you know what I'm saying? What else you trying to do in the industry?
I've shot a few movies, and I got a couple cartoons, and the people who was involved in that, you know, they did some, like, weird shit, man. So I still got all the footage, and I did a movie with my other partner, my artist out of Lincoln, Nebraska, Numbers. We got a movie we shot called Korma. It's crazy. But, yeah, I've been directing and, like, all my videos and being in, you know, screenplays and plays, you know, back in school. So being in front of the camera was dope for me as well as being behind it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with the Jewelry Shop in Austin, TJ Jewelry, Time Bomb Tattoo in San Antonio, you know, in Houston we got the tire shop back on the road, 24 hours used tire. So, you know, we got we got our hands in everything, man. And the dope part about it, I got my hands in everything, but we breaking bread. You know, like, we not on no greedy shit, man. People be so greedy to late that they can fuck off some real relationships. You know, what's a hundred, what's only 100% of zero when you can give out, you know, 50% or 30%?
Yeah.
On 30, and on 70% of 100 million. You know, on 70% of 100 million and 100% of zero. So, you know, I used to be this partner that think like you, man, and think like you, and
Thanks, should
be right.
Right. Hell yeah. I mean, cause see, you know, we were just talking about, we was talking about Chris Brown earlier. You know what I mean? Of course, he got all that bullshit going on with him. It's a rape as far as that concerned. But I said, what's so funny about it? The nigga just acquired his master's in his publishing, a couple of months ago. You know what I mean? It's like, this industry is now, people are more independent now. You know what I mean? Would you say that?
What's the last part?
You know what I'm saying? People are more independent now. Not too many artists are trying to sign to record labels. You know, record labels are not owning their masters and their publishing anymore. Not too many artists trying to do that. So today,
right. It's smart enough. Yeah, we, you know, it's about smart enough. Like, you know, a lot of my work, I own the masters.
Yeah, you own the masters from, you know, when you first, you know, from Game Over and, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, before that, right?
Yeah, Leprechaun, HSC, and even all the other stuff, you know what I'm saying? I own part of the masters as well, you know. I'll never sell my whole rights to masters. I own masters on my own as well as masters with people. And, you know, like, me coming in the game young, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, set the standard with what I will and what I won't accept, man. And it's great to see these new artists out there working, doing what they're doing, getting paid, you know, but I'm spinning so fast, man.
Yeah. Bro, that's dope as fuck. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and just I'm gonna ask you this. If you don't feel like getting into it, that's cool with me. Now, we remember back in the early 2000s, you and a certain rapper from H-Town was going at it. You know what I mean? That's T.I. Are y'all cool today?
Well, yeah, I haven't seen them in a minute.
Right.
I mean, we passed it. Mm. Like, I don't focus on that, man, no more. All that shit was stupid anyway, so, you know what I'm saying? We definitely moved on, but if I was them, I'd speak. Like, I ain't got no hard feelings. I ain't got no problem with nobody, man. I'm like on some futuristic, you know, you can't get to where you're trying to go if you're trying to, you know, entertain dumb shit, man. So, you know, I would say our situation is cordial, you know what I'm saying? We're speaking. Keep it moving, man.
I heard that, man. You know, because that was crazy as fuck back in the day, man. Because, see, I love both of y'all motherfuckers. I still love both of y'all, man. You know what I mean? I mean, you was basically my high school years, man. I banged your ass with your mixtapes and all the way to the time, you know, shit, Game Over, every fucking thing. Everything that came out after Game Over, I was still fucking with Flip, man. Because you was, you know, you freestyle goddamn king, you feel me?
Nah, man, I thank you, man. I really thank you, man.
I remember you said in your verses, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember you said in one of your songs, you had more money than Will Smith. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Hey, man. I fucking loved it, man. I fucking loved it, dog. And I appreciate everything you have done in the industry. You know what I'm saying? But speaking on that, as far as the Houston rap game, you know, y'all exploded in the 2000s. Now, today...
The 90s...
Mm-hmm.
We can't forget about Ghetto Boys, but
you can't forget about
it was
UGK.
A different, yeah, like, yeah, Ghetto Boys. They had did it in the '90s,
mm-hmm.
but it was way different for us in the 2000s, though. But definitely, I'm listening to you.
Yeah. I'm glad you corrected me on that. I mean, shit, you would know. I mean, yeah. But now the reason why I'm saying that because now, Texas-style music, Houston-style music is not being played too much today as it was when you guys, you, Slim Thug, Chameleon Air, Pow Wow, Mike Jones, Zero, you know what I mean? Ain't it some funny shit going on with that?
It ain't funny. What it is is our style is still being played, meaning, like, I know what you're saying, like the candy paints and the popping trunk topics, but...
Yeah.
No, we started the double cups. The grit, you know, when it comes to the double cups, you know what I'm saying? I started the color Jerry, you know, the grills, like all of those things. Those are what the new cats are doing. Everybody got a double cup. Everybody want color diamonds. You know what I'm saying? Flip got all these rappers wanting color diamonds. And so, you know, things change from different coasts, and they might look like, you know, this coast is doing better and blase, blase. But it's so many people. Where we from, man, we could just tour Texas and make a hell of a lot of money, man. So what's going on with the game is everybody is kind of like copying everybody. It's only a few people that's not afraid to be original, man. Like I say, man, we still notice everybody got the double cups and everybody, you know, the Jerry and the different things and some of our slang. So it's like, man, we don't sit and whine or cry over there because we are groomed and trained underground assassins. Like, we don't have to be on the radio all the time, or on TV all the time to still pay our bills. Like, you know what I'm saying? And coming from the streets, like, I don't even like all the attention no way. Like I like to, you know what I mean, just do my shit and, man, and lay low, man. So, you know, teach his own, man. But we still notice our lingo and our culture being, you know, vultured.
Yeah. But see, now you say you don't like all the attention, right? But I think it would be hard for you not to get attention, because I know when people see you, I know that I'm pretty sure people know who the hell you are. You know what I mean? you got them internationally known. You know what I mean? So
yeah. But I'm not one of them people that, you know how some people just love it to the fact that they got to go out every night and they just got to post on social media about everything that happens. And then 1 minute, you know, they say the wrong thing and not everybody against them because their emotional ass decided to go to social media and say how they was feeling instead of just keeping it in their brain or just saying it within the people that was in the room with them. You know what I mean? So I just want to make my money, man, and kick back, man, and paint and, you know, watch my fighters fight and watch my movies and watch my comedians, you know, bringing that money. And I'm just, man, on some other shit, man.
Yeah, I see that, man. And you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, y'all in Houston, y'all, like I said, y'all out there, y'all steady grinding, y'all steady getting that damn money, man. And, dog, and y'all been sending, you know, especially cats from Houston, man, they been showing me so much love. You know what I'm saying? That Southern hospitality, y'all sent a brother, man. I really appreciate that. But you know what I mean? That being said, I want to change the topic real quick, and I want to get a little political. And as far as the government shutdown, and it's like, as far as the government shutdown is concerned, you got so many people out here that's not getting their tax returns, not getting their food stamps, or, you know, not even getting a check for working from the government. You know what I mean? What you got to say about that? Because I know you got some relatives that's suffering through this government shutdown.
Man, it's just crazy, man. Mm-hmm. It's crazy as hell, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know too much about all the details. Mm-hmm. I've heard different commentary on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, all that shit is crazy, man. That's why I'm glad I was trained to be a person to have multiple hustles.
Mm-hmm.
I was always trained to not depend on one thing. I always put some money up, stand something. It don't matter if it's $20 every time you make $100. Like, just put something up just in case anything go wrong, man, because in this world and in life, anything can happen, man. You could be a millionaire today and a bum tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? And then a millionaire again a month later, you know, so... You know, you got to value every opportunity, value every second you got to breathe, value every contact, you know, that's in your phone and people you meet, and figure out, you know, how these people can help you or how you can help them or how y'all can help each other. You know, if people put their pride to the side, they might realize there's people right under their nose that could actually assist them in making, you know, their dreams realities. But you got to speak up. Right. So, you know, it's crazy. That's all I can say, man. This shit is crazy, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope those people who are experiencing that, not being able to get their paycheck, like, you know, I hope they don't do nothing drastic and have patience and hope they got something stashed away or somewhere they can ask, you know, somebody they can ask, you know, they help them build a bridge to get to their next, you know, paycheck, man. But, yeah, that shit crazy.
That shit crazy as hell. And you know what I'm saying, stick on the little on the policy note that, you know, weed is starting to be legal every damn where. You know what I'm saying? And when black men was selling weed, we got locked up for that shit. Now they about to legalize it where they letting the white boys own the dispensaries. But at the same time, while you legalizing all these niggas that y'all didn't locked up for, are y'all? I'm thinking like, are y'all gonna let them out or let them try to start their own business? Don't you see it's like a little hypocritical that you lock us up for the weed, but at the same time you gonna legalize it and you gonna let the white boys on it? Don't you see that's a little?
It's hypocritical, but at the same time when you grow, sometimes people change their mind about certain things, and then, you know, it's also different people that get elected and not elected when you're dealing with so many different personalities for so many years. Marijuana has been looked at upon as bad and get people in trouble, but, you know, at the same time, it heals a lot of people and it keep people from doing dumb shit and calm them down. So, you know, and I know plenty, you know, black people that's invested in these dispensaries as well, you know. They not making it where it's only white people can just get these dispensaries. It's just our people a lot of times, you know, lack the knowledge. I don't want to go see that, hey, if you do this, you know, a lot of shit that, you know, in the hood, you know, we kind of like told a lot of things is hard and impossible. And like, if you was to tell somebody in the hood, you know, 30 years ago, hey, man, I'm going to shoot a movie. They go say, man, you can't shoot no movie. You know how much it costs? And it costs millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And no, it don't. You can go buy a camcorder and shit, you got your camcorder, now you need content. You know what I mean? It can cost you $500.
Right.
You know, so it's just like, we just got to educate ourselves and, you know, we can't knock nobody else because they educated themselves and they knew this popped up and they're, you know, paying attention and they went and filled out their application before you found about it. You find out about it 4 years too late. You know, hey, you should have really headed the curve and not just focused on whatever. So that's why it's real wise for our people to expand their minds and not just limit themselves to what they were taught and brainwashed.
Right.
You know, I'm a rebel. Like, God, everything they programmed in my mind about Santa Claus and just all these other things, you know, as a kid, as I grew older, I'm like, damn. This shit is fake, damn.
Yeah.
Dang, y'all been lying to me about Santa Claus. Like, you mean to tell me, like my mama spent all her damn money on these gifts, and y'all finna get a credit to a man in the red.
Yeah.
And then y'all tell me when I get older, hey, Santa Claus don't exist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so then, with your parents teach you to not to lie, I want you to not, but y'all lied to me since I was 1 year old. Shit, before one, yeah, sometimes people be having their kids taking pictures with Santa when they infants, like,
yeah,
so you been telling me for 18 years you had me thinking this man was real, and now you get mad at me because I'm lying to you, hell, you been lying to me.
You been lying to me, goddamn it. Hell yeah.
Hey, the world crazy, man. I'm just glad I have my own mind to not be a follower, you know what I'm saying, and to use my own mind and not let, you know, public opinion or somebody else's opinion, you know, sway me into doing some dumb shit or thinking some dumb shit. Like,
yeah.
That work for you? You know, whoever, whatever, they like, hey, this works for you. Hey, that's cool, man. More power to stick.
Like they say, to each his own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's how I keep it.
Yeah, because see, this is, I mean, you know, I mean, I went to broadcasting school in Chicago. I learned how to do radio. I learned how to do audio. I learned how to set up a whole damn radio station, do video, all this shit. So after I graduated, I'm out here looking for a job, begging this man for a job, begging this man for a job. Some gave me some, you know, some gave me a gig here and there. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck all this shit. I'm just going to go ahead and do my 9-to-5, invest in my own shit. And then therefore, you know what I mean? I can be my own motherfucking boss in my own company. Some people are just programmed to just to do a 9-to-5 every fucking day, which they can be starting their own motherfucking business, you know? So, yeah. What you say?
Lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge.
And I just said, lack of knowledge and lack of drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the hell it is, man. So I mean, that's what I wanted to touch up on that part real quick. But let's get back to as far as the music industry is concerned, especially hip hop. Now, you know, there's a lot of people, I wouldn't say start it off like that. You know, it's an epidemic that's been going on in hip-hop quite a while, and that's the mumble rap. You know what I mean? And it really takes the true art of actually doing a track. Because some people don't even want to actually put time and spitting lyrics no damn more. They just want to say a few words, which is repetitive, and start mumbling the rest of the motherfucking track. Am I right or wrong?
Right. But the crazy part about it is so many people against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I like some of that shit. And then it's still music, because if you was a plant beat and you was just a hum, like, and you put that shit out, and it come out, and it's a hit, and you humming on key, head off key, whatever the case may be, it's still music. You know, so, you know, at first when it came out, I looked at it like, what the fuck, this shit is just, you know what I mean? Because I believe in, you know, being creative, you know what I'm saying? I'm a lyricist, like, I believe in putting words together and saying punchlines that's going to have a motherfucker like, what did he say? Oh, shit, let's bring that back. Like, I just, you know, but everybody's different, you know. You know, first I was just like, you know, I was just like, man, I don't fuck with none of this shit, man. It's just about the bars. But as I listened and I matured and I was like, okay, let me just think about it. What was I rapping about when I was this age? So then you gotta eliminate the topic, you know, like, okay, well, damn, yeah, nigga, I was rapping about this. So, you know, and everybody's influenced by somebody. Like, I didn't realize it until, I mean, like, my fans come to me in my shows and be like, yeah, man, your music got me through this, I remember this album. But I didn't really realize until late in my career, like, okay, wait a minute, these youngsters, they rap in a certain way because they grew up on who they idolized when they was in middle school and blase, blase. So, you know, with that said, man, you know, it's a lot of the mumble rap shit that be out that I actually do like. And I be, you know, they play, it's a time and a place for certain songs. You know, a lot of that shit go super hard when you in a strip club. Like, you know what I mean? It just be straight to the point. Like, that's kind of like what a motherfucker want to hear in the strip club. Like, some turned up music.
Okay. All right, now let me.
I be want to hear my lyrical shit when I'm like riding, like, but when I'm in the club and I ain't trying to hear all that. You making me think backwards and forward and all that. I just want to have a good time, and then, you know.
I want to ask this now, and all the young niggas in this generation, who Lil Flip listen to? Out of all the little young niggas in this generation, we talking about goddamn from maybe from the Jacquees age range, you know, these young rappers. We talking like the 6ix9ines or the Migos.
I'm gonna tell you, I listen to everything, right?
Everything.
So, like I said, music is a mood. So, you know what I mean? Sometimes I might be in a mood chilling. Cause like when I have parties and shit, like I be DJing, like I be playing, I'm controlling music. People, they give me requests or whatever, but I pretty much play 90% of what I want and 10% of what they come request. So I be playing so much dope shit that I don't even really come request it, cause it be, but like I be jamming like Lil Baby, you know what I'm saying?
Lil Baby,
I be
go home.
Freestyle. Yeah, I be yellow bands, I be saying. I be jamming. I jam Drake. I jam Tory Lanez. I jam Meek. I jam J. Cole. Boogie with the hoodie. I be jamming him. I be jamming Sick West. And I got, like, I got, like, these new records that be out. Like, those are soundtracks. I jam Future, you know what I'm saying? Like, I jam Gotti. I jam Black Money Bag, yo, you know what I'm saying? I jam Dope. I jam, like, you know, I jam, like, man, I be going in, man. I jam new shit, old shit, man. I like the energy, man. You know, I feel like the youngsters, you know, they having fun. I like YFN Lucci. I be jamming him.
Most of the niggas that you name, we can understand what the hell they saying.
Nipsey,
I'm banging Nipsey earlier. Shit, yeah, I'm going to the gym on Nipsey. Yeah, man. Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers, you say hell, then you can understand what the hell they be saying. Shit, there ain't no mumble rapper. Shit.
It's just a long list of names.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. See, that's another thing we didn't know, man. I didn't know that you be DJing.
Yeah, man. I be. Every time I did a show, I went to the DJ booth. It was like, play this. Whatever.
I've been in the club and been around and shit like all my life, so I'm traveling. I be knowing what people want to hear, man. Like, you know, it's about to be crazy. Yeah, but no DJ tour. I'm about to go tour where I'm DJing. Huh, that's what's happening. So, what else, I mean, you going on tour, or you know what I mean, yeah, any tours you going on right now?
Yeah, we get ready to do the propane tour.
Okay.
We got a lot going on, man.
Okay. Black Friday. Is it Black Friday 2, right? Hello?
Say it again?
Black Friday. Black Friday 2. When is that dropping?
Black Friday 2. It came out on Black Friday.
All right.
It's already out. It's on Instagram. It's on iTunes, Apple Play. Google Music, that tip. You know what I mean? The single we pushing is called Propane. It's crazy as fuck with EJ Carter.
Oh, hell
it's
yeah.
It's crazy. That bitch is jamming, man. Yeah, man, we had fun with that, man. We got the videos coming very soon, man. And, you know, shit, it's up there.
Hey, Flip, how can everybody... Okay. How can everybody follow you? I know, I mean, goddamn it, you're a little Flip, but you know, just in case for the slow motherfuckers to understand, how can motherfuckers follow you?
Lil Flip 713, that's my Instagram and my Twitter.
Okay, bad. That's all social media.
Yep, and my Facebook is Lil Flip, aka Flip Gates.
Flip Gates. Now.
Right, if it shows, it's Lil Flip Bookings with an S. So, you know. Hit me up. Try to book me, anybody that's listening.
One more thing I want out of you. Now, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of youngsters out here. They trying to get into the industry. You know what I mean? They aspiring to be artists like yourself. They trying to be successful and everything. What advice you can give to them?
Man, you got to just treat people right, man. That's always what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Brad, once again, man, underground icon, freestyle king, Houston legend, internationally known, Lil Flip. Man, once again, man, I appreciate you for coming on the show. You feel me?
Bro, I appreciate you having me, man.
Man, hey. Hey, hopefully when I get to Houston, man, I get to link up with you.
Yeah, let me know. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah. Straight up, man. Hey, appreciate you, man. Be safe out there, brother. You know what I mean? Shit. Them boys is hot.
Okay.
The motherfuckers.
Always, my guy.
I appreciate you, Flip.
Okay, man. Take care.
All right, you too.
Oh, you want the recipe to get this money? I got the recipe to get this money. You want the recipe to get this money?
I got a recipe for money. I ran that bag up to 100. Now me and Shermo getting blunted. Tell all my niggas that we done it. We done it. Who run it? We run it. I had to give me a check. I had to give me a check. I had to give me a check. Man, I had to give me a check. 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 Man, I had to give me a check.
Been on my grind since my jeans had to stay flow. Niggas keep playing and I'm sending out halos. Just left the plug and we ran up the pesos. Nothing but money and choppers on table. All for the money, I'm willing and able to do anything, but we can't disable. Fuck a one of mine and see who I gon' slide. If I holler red run, watch the whole South ride. All of my money keep coming in bags. Yeah, I'm so icy with all of this swag. Plus I keep rolling up all of this gas. Smoking so much that my lungs are mad. Hustling state to state. Stacking my money to buy a state. If I don't know you, get out of my face. Yeah, my bitch body then holding her place. Lot of blue hunnids, they stuffed in the safe. Know the game over like my bro flip safe. If I'm in the kitchen, I whip my bait. Everybody know that's a real nigga cake. Got money coming in, got money going out. To the side, yeah, that's the profit I made. Phone blowing up, man, my shit about to die. I've been ranking these things out there.
I got a recipe for money. I ran that back up to 100. Now me and Shermo getting blunted. Tell all my niggas that we done it. We done it. Who run it? We run it. I had to give me a check. I had to give me a check. I had to give me a check. Man, I had to give me a check. 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 Man, I had to give me a check. Look, I don't wake up in the morning unless they pay me for another performance. You wanna hang around, get you a harness. I got Teflon under my garments. All that pocket watching you doing, you might as well go out and get you a pocket watch. The eagle on me wanna have a shot, and then I lay low when the block is high. Now watch me while I with this cannon. Shermo, this might be an anthem. My mind was on Mars, now we landing. This chopper might not got your dandruff. I don't like none of you rappers. We just make fun of you rappers. What the hell happened? Cause none of y'all new rappers spitting. All this microwave music sound different. I've been a millionaire since 15. I'm in a King Life shirt and some ripped jeans. Now tell me how you like this 16. Or I can pull up with an M16. While I'm on a whole blunt of Wi-Fi. Me and my wise guys on our way to Popeyes. I'm a chef and I cook mine clockwise. I got a recipe for money. That right. I ran that back up to 100. Now me and Shermo getting blunted. Tell all my niggas that we done it. We done it. Who run it? We run it. I had to give me a check. I had to give me a check. I had to give me a check. Man, I had to give me a check. 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 Man, I had to give me a check.